This is the Matt and Jeff
Show.
Your one-stop shop for comics, comic book movies, and pop culture. I'm Matt.
And I'm Jeff.
How you doing today, Jeff?
Doing well. You?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'm feeling pumped. We're back behind the mic.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling, you know, a little jiggy with it. You know,
a little
Will Smith style, you know.
Getting a little Will Smith style, huh?
You know. You know.
There he is. So, he's back.
Yeah, we're back. Well, it's...
After a very long hiatus.
Yes, it's partly my fault.
It's definitely your fault. You were supposed to name that child Babs after Barbara Gordon, and you didn't.
Oh, so, yeah,
you know,
yeah. I mean,
it's
I did impregnate my wife, so, you know, we decided to spawn another child out there. So
one more person to build up as a comic book fan.
There you go. That's right.
There we go. Spreading it.
So, yeah, we've been on like this 9-month hiatus of, you know, craziness. You've been busy. I've been busy.
Lots been going on.
You know, it's being a dad all over again. So, but it's good. I mean, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. But, you know, I'm living the dream.
And his wife's happier, too.
Yeah.
Because he's tired. He's exhausted. And he's leaving her alone.
Yeah. I've taken on more responsibility. Yeah, dirty diapers, hugs, wiping the tears, wiping the snots. You know. So, yeah. But...
All right.
Is what it is.
Well, a lot's happened since then.
Yes. I mean, we've missed out on a lot with the comic book world. So,
unfortunately, we're not going to do a mad recap and try to bring everything forward and get us right where we are. But we are moving forward with comic confessionals.
Yeah.
I understand you've got some things that are on your chest that you need to really speak about here.
Yeah. I think it's time. I know we did our first one and... You know, we had a lot of fun with it, and I think pushing forward, you know, we wanted to do a second one. And I think coming back after this, I think it's a good ease back.
Who doesn't want to talk about your My Little Pony fetish anymore?
Shh. It's BronyCon, man. BronyCon.
Interestingly enough, I did an anime con not too long ago that I was at.
Yeah.
And... I had a couple of furries come up and purchase my book.
I bet that freaked you out.
It was a little different. It's a little different.
Yeah. I bet that totally freaked you out.
Well, my writer's not sure she wants it told at a furry con, so we're holding back from furry con at this point.
Yeah. Well,
we'll see.
Was that a confession?
That was a confession.
Okay, so we're putting the collars on right now. You ready to get started? We're gonna bare our souls.
All right, go for it.
Oh, you want me to start off with it?
I just did one.
All right. Well, bless me, Jeff, for I have sinned.
That you have.
It has been 9 months since our last podcast.
Yes.
And to kick it off, I got to go back to my childhood again. Now, I actually just sent you a video on this morning. There was a short run of action figures.
Apparently, Matt did a lot of things wrong in his childhood. I'm just saying.
Hey,
go ahead.
I'm trying to make up for it now as a dad. I mean, come on. Cut me some slack here.
Yeah.
It's like you got my balls in a vice all of a sudden. 1985, short run of action figures. Some of you guys might remember this, but Chuck Norris, good old Chuck, he had a small series called Karate Commandos.
Is that an animated show, too?
It was. I think for a year it may have ran, but I never saw the cartoon. I only had the action figures, and I only remember this because my dad used to go on a couple business trips, and he would always come back with these Chuck Norris Commando action figures.
Okay, they were made by Kenner, I believe.
Yes, and I still have a handful of them, maybe four of them, five tops today. And they had the Kung Fu grip, and you'd move their arms and everything, but I just, for some reason... Chuck Norris had to have, you know, Karate Commandos.
Yeah.
So, that's what
Kenner was in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes.
That was a Cincinnati... Well,
I believe they originated in Cincinnati.
Ohio, and toy company at the time.
Moved out or were bought out or...
They got bought out, yeah.
Yeah. So, that's my first confession. Once again, action figure fanatic, Karate Commandos.
All right. There was a lot of things you could do with that Kung Fu grip. Well, to be honest...
Uh-oh.
Back in the 80s, I used to like Marvel Comics. I know.
Blasphemy.
That's scary when you think about it. I remember reading the old X-Men. especially during the John Byrne stuff that was in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yes.
I remember enjoying a lot of the Jim Lee and Mark Silvestri stuff in the late 80s, going into the 90s. After a while, Marvel just kind of tanked. And I really kind of think of, I blame it on Joey Q. So now that he's no longer the editor-in-chief.
Oh, he's not?
No, he's no longer the editor-in-chief. He's moved on to another position somewhere in the company. With that, maybe they'll get back to some of the good old days of comics, and we'll, you know, we'll stop having some of the stupid stuff they've done, like rebooting every 4 to 6 issues of every series.
I heard they were going to reboot the
we'll see the
Spider-Man movie. Like, Tom Holland was out, and they might get a new actor in and kind of reboot the entire series all over again.
Nah, that's not what I'm hearing.
Okay.
That's not what I'm hearing.
It must just be a rumor.
Must just be a rumor.
Okay.
My understanding is he's still with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I think we mentioned this with my friend Zach back on the graphic novel episode or series. I kind of lied here. In the comic book confession series we did, I said the very first convention I went to was Wizard World out of Chicago, which is true, by myself. But I ended up going to one I remembered back in high school with Zach and another friend of mine, which was the Midwest Ohio.
The lies.
That's why we're doing this. I just got to get it off my chest.
All right.
So at this convention was James O'Barr, writer, creator of The Crow.
Right.
So I went out and bought this massively huge Crow poster and movie book and had him sign it.
With Brandon Lee?
Yeah, with Brandon Lee in it. Went up to James O'Barr and said, "Hey, I'm one of your biggest fans. I love the art. I love your book. I love the movie."
So you lied to him, too?
This? Yeah, I kind of lied to him, too.
Okay. Just checking.
Sorry, James, if you're listening. He looked at me like, "Are you serious? I'm going to sign..."
The Crow was good, by the way.
Yeah. I'm going to sign this massively huge poster. And it's the one where Brandon Lee is just kind of sitting in the chair with his arms up on the armrest. And he's just got his head kind of down, but his eyes are kind of looking straight at you. It's really eerie and creepy, but cool at the same time. But this poster was just so huge. I mean, this is like the size of a wall in a bedroom.
Right, it's hanging in your daughter's room.
Yeah. Creeping her out to sleep. Rolled it all out, and he just looked at me like, "Are you kidding me?" And I'm like, "Yeah, dude. I bought every single one of your books and have read them. Like, you need to sign this." So, sorry, James, but...
And did he sign it?
He did.
Well, good.
He did.
All right, well, there you go. There's a success story at a Comic-Con.
Yeah, creeped out by a fan.
All right. Do you remember Action Comics 593?
Yes, I'm going to go with Superman.
It had Superman, yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was?
No, I don't.
Okay, it was the sex tape issue. It's true. It's true,
Is this a different podcast we're doing now?
The villain in the in the comic book was named Sleaze.
Wow.
And he used to live on Apocalypse, but he betrayed Darkseid, and he ended up on Earth, at which point he manipulated Big Barda, who was wife of Mr. Miracle, into creating a sex tape with Superman.
Oh, yeah.
I have this issue.
Who's dirty now? Who's committing the sins?
That's John Byrne. John Byrne.
Oh, I love John Byrne. You know, I love him on Spider-Man.
It was one of those things. It was one of those comics that you just know that this is such an odd thing. You have to have it.
Yeah, it was kind of like
I do.
It's kind of like a porno.
Well, nothing at all like that, because there's nothing like that.
Soft porn.
Remember, this is like 1980s. This is like early 80s. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like nowadays where they have the mature readers things. This was actually geared for teenagers and young kids. I mean, that's when kids were still reading comics heavily.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's puberty.
Yeah. So, just saying.
Jeff had raging hormones, so this
is not at all like the kind of comics you
come
buy
on,
today.
Man. This is comic confessionals. We got to get this out.
It's not like the ones you're purchasing today.
Oh, just really? Saying. How do you know? Did I tell you?
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we?
Moving on from Jeff's soft porn over here. My youngest brother, God love him, bought me a pair of Captain America underpants. And funny story, I ended up wearing them one day. They're kind of, you know, the grippies, the BVDs.
You know, it's interesting that your brother bought the tighty whities.
I'm just saying. I know. He could have bought me anything else, but he buys me specifically Captain America, like, tighty whities. I ended up walking around the house one day with them on, and my wife snapped a photo of me on her iPad and turned it into her iPad screensaver. So now
is that a confessional for you or for your wife?
Both.
Wow.
Yeah. So to this day, it is still on her iPad.
We are not letting his kids pick up the iPad.
Yeah.
Anytime soon.
Hey, luckily I was in my underwear. It could have been worse.
Okay. So, right,
moving on.
Just recently, Batman 50 came out. It was the wedding issue.
Yeah.
For Batman and Catwoman.
Oh, okay.
Big fan base. I mean, a lot of people were really excited about it. I understand Tom King has to have a security guard with him now at every con he does because there's people who threaten to kill him afterward. But I woke my son up.
Yeah.
And took my son to the midnight release party. Yes. We had wedding cake at midnight.
Wow.
It was wonderful.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with dork there.
No, it was fun. It was good. It's all good.
I do remember the Peter Parker, Mary Jane wedding.
Ah. I don't think they had a midnight release for that.
No, I think it was at a baseball game. I felt like there was...
Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah. I don't know if it was during like a seventh
inning
stretch.
Probably the Yankees or something. New York.
All I remember is seeing video online of this big hoop-de-doo going on out on a baseball field. So
interesting. Very interesting.
Yes. I actually did win 2 free tickets to the Captain America First Avenger movie. And I may have mentioned this in a previous podcast. That movie was coming out, and I was pumped for it. And I went online, and lo and behold, it was like, hey, you can win tickets. So entered all my information in. Luckily, it was a valid website because I just wasn't thinking. And this was, you know, years ago. I didn't think of anything.
It's all on the dark web now.
Right. So lo and behold, they ended up...
Or wait, was that before Al Gore created the internet?
I think it was just after. So it's safe.
Sure. I still don't believe Al Gore created the internet.
But yeah, I actually got sent 2 tickets to the Captain America the First Avenger, and they were valid at the movie theater. So I was like, sweet. You know, they had a limited run of tickets.
Oh, yeah, that was...
You
would have
to promote the film.
Yeah.
But, you know, nowadays it's like, I don't know, I don't trust it. I ain't going to sign on to this. So I got lucky. But yeah, you're right, my information's probably out there.
Yeah, it's definitely out there. That's why we have Batman looking into it for you.
There you go.
All right.
Moving on.
Moving right along.
Are you feeling cleansed at all?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
Jeff's fighting it. He's fighting the urge.
San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
They released a lot of new trailers.
Just happened recently.
Yeah. A lot of new trailers. One of them was for DC Universe streaming service.
Right. Yes, you've mentioned this a little bit to me.
Yeah, we've talked about it briefly. And one of the things that they released was a Titans trailer.
Right.
For a live-action show. It's going to be run kind of like Netflix,
yeah.
Marvel shows. Same kind of deal. I'm not feeling it. I feel DC really betrayed the characters.
Mm.
They betrayed their fans in many ways. As I watched it, it was so not the Titans of my childhood.
Yeah.
It was not the Titans that are currently in the comic book. It's not those Titans.
Right.
The attitudes are not those Titans.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly bears no resemblance to either Young Justice, Titans, Teen Titans Go, or any of that has been on that kids have been watching now for the last several years.
Yeah.
Instead, we go with an R-rated version of the Titans.
Yeah, the trailer definitely
throwing F-bombs out there and everything. I mean, this is disappointing to me. And so I'm confessing that I was very, very disappointed in this. I'm a huge Dick Grayson fan.
Oh, I know you are.
I love Nightwing, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know how much I enjoy his story. And I grew up with Dick Grayson, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was the youth at the time, and I kind of followed in the same steps. Now, granted, he stopped at 25. I'm a little older than that now.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but hey, comics, anything can happen.
Right.
After all, Batman is still 35.
Exactly.
You know, for me to see that take on him was very disappointing to me as a fan.
Yeah, the trailer was definitely darker, grittier, filled with a lot of intense violence.
Yeah. I mean, they're killing people in there, and that's not the way comics were supposed to be.
Yeah.
I get it if you're Image Comics. You know, if you're Mark Millar and you're doing something for Netflix and you want to be as violent as can be, great. Go ahead. You're the Punisher. You know, you're doing the
right.
Punisher. Fine.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, these are not necessarily vindictive evil characters.
Right.
And, you know, they're trying to create peace, you know, and save lives. And I think what DC's trying to do is they're trying to branch into, like, what Marvel's doing with Netflix. They're trying to capitalize on it. You know, like, even the series Luke Cage definitely had some F-bombs and a couple bits of language that made even you and I uncomfortable.
Well,
so
it was more the N-words that made me uncomfortable.
Right, and I think DC is just trying to say, hey, if we can tap into what Marvel's been doing the past couple of years and how successful their shows are, even though we've got, what is it, the CW and the success
right.
of those shows, we want to tap into online streaming now, and I think that's what they're
trying to do. But see,
that
was fine. And if they had kept it along the lines of the CW shows and didn't go for, hey, let's go NC-17 on this bad boy,
yeah,
or R-rated on it per se, yeah. I think it would. I think it's going to be better received.
Yeah.
You know, we're not talking Deadpool here,
which is not really true of the comics.
Which is not true to the comics.
There's very mild language in the comics. Very mild.
Very mild. And there's a reason for that.
So
but it is extremely violent.
Yeah. But, I mean, I like Ryan Reynolds as Wade Wilson, but I'm sorry, Ryan, you need to go back and read the comics because Wade Wilson does not drop F-bombs
no,
and
that's not
genitalia
the way he talks.
Words at every moment. So I know you think it's hip and cool and you want to bring that character into light and kind of make him a little bit of a badass, but
and to
it's
me,
not relevant to the comics.
That doesn't make it edgy.
Right.
You know, foul language does not make something edgy. You want to be edgy, you want to be cool, tell a good story.
Well, stick to the source material.
Give us a good story.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah, stick to
not everybody talks that way anyway.
Right. And, you know, I think we're okay with, you know, a bad word here and there.
Oh,
it
certainly.
kind of brings excitement, in a sense, into the character and the story, and it's like, ooh, he's got a little bit of an edge.
We're all human.
You know
right. we stub our toe.
Yeah.
We might drop, you know, something. You know, if something happens, you might spout off something.
Right. And I think, like, Marvel's done a great job of it within the Avengers films. You know, let's say, you know, there's a couple words here and there, but they're at the right time, at the right moment of that scene. And
exactly.
You got to look at it as if, like, hey, if I was a superhero in that moment, at that time.
But who knows what's going to happen with the Marvel movies now that they fired James Gunn.
Right.
Because he was supposed to head up the season two or whatever it was. So once they finished Avengers Infinity War Part 2, James Gunn was supposed to take over overseeing the entire Marvel Universe for the next several
Well, he did Guardians, things. Didn't he?
Right, he's been doing Guardians.
Right.
He did Guardians of Galaxy 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And he was planning to do 3. I mean, they were working on 3. And now he's off.
Yeah.
But he was supposed to head up Marvel's whole thing. So,
yeah.
Just saying. Who knows what's going to happen there?
I want to throw out there that I actually went to a comic book convention in Chicago. It was actually C2E2 mm-hmm. that you and I have been to one year. And I bought a Hellboy statue because, and only because, I saw Mike Mignola. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, Mignola.
Mignola. Sorry, Mike. Sitting over at a booth by himself with nobody there.
No
I'm
way.
Thinking, this is the Hellboy creator. How is nobody standing in his line getting anything signed? So I literally went and bought Yeah, I think you've seen the statue.
Yeah, I've seen the statue.
Just bought it, took it right out of the box, went up, started talking to him, and I was like, hey, I'm a fan.
You were talking to the statue?
I was talking to the statue, and...
He was totally talking to the statue.
He was saying, I want you to sign my left pec.
Yeah.
So I went up to Mike, and I said, hey, can you sign his left pec? You know? And so Mike signed his left pec. And he was like, hey, thanks, appreciate it. And I was like, no, thank you. I'm like, how can nobody be standing here in line?
And there you go.
So...
Yeah, and Mike's a good guy. He's a really good guy, so it's kind of a shame to hear that people weren't there.
Well, I'm sure he built up, you know, people later on. It was just that...
Everyone who was there that con that didn't go there, you should be in a confessional right now.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. This is one of the greatest talents that's working at Dark Horse at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he does a lot of books there.
Good.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different things, and he's still very prolific.
I mean, I really like his Hellboy stuff.
And as far as I know, they're remaking the movies. They're relaunch.
What, Hellboy?
Yeah.
It was like a complete reboot?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's a complete reboot.
Because, see, I was hoping they would have finished out with a third film.
No, they decided not to do that. They're going with the guy from Stranger Things, the cop.
Oh, that could be interesting.
He's playing Hellboy.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I was hoping, what is it, Guillermo del Toro would have finished out a third film.
Yeah, they got rid of him, and, too. I'm not sure who's doing it. I have to look into that.
Interesting.
But yeah, that should be coming soon, I would think.
Yeah.
It's in the works. Huh.
Interesting.
I've seen pictures of him as Hellboy, so.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of conventions, and I think I mentioned this on the graphic novel issue or series that we talked about. But I met Brian Azzarello, one of my favorites mm-hmm. of writers, especially for Superman. And he was at a booth. It was in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And I didn't mind throwing him $20 to sign two issues because of the, I believe it was called the Heroes Initiative.
Yeah, yeah. He works
for supporting the very health very much with that, of yeah. retired artists and writers that might be struggling mm-hmm. With their own medical bills and or medications or surgeries or anything of that sort. So, Brian, thank you. I think it's a great thing you were doing. It was awesome talking with you. So, you know, I have no qualms about, you know, throwing a little extra cash into something that's going to benefit someone else.
No,
so,
nothing like that.
Hopefully that'll redeem me a little bit here in this confession.
Sure. Give you redemption there.
Yeah, we'll see what Jeff's blessing is like at the end of this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. All right. Back to Batman here for a moment. He actually wrote me a letter.
He did?
He did.
Really?
Yeah.
Batman. You know, if he calls in, you need to remind him of that.
Batman responded with a letter because of all the heat that Tom King has received. And he wanted me to get it on here, but he's out dealing with Justice League matters and couldn't be on the phone today. But he asked me to share this. He said he loves Kat. Selina. How could I not? She's into leather and whips. I wanted to marry her. I'm sorry that we didn't tie the knot. But we know each other well. And Tom King was true to form with the way he wrote that issue. If Selina and I had married, it would have taken away from my ability to be Batman. When my mission's over, I hope there's still a chance. He kind of finished up by saying at least he didn't deal with things the way that Spider-Man did. And, you know, he annulled his marriage through signing a pact with the devil. So,
yeah.
You know, this is much better. At least, you know, the Bat and Cat can get together. They can hook up from time to time. And
yeah.
See where things lead. Hopefully one day, Batman, we're certainly rooting for you when your mission is over, that you settle down with Selina and have yourselves a wonderful time with those whips and leather.
So that was Batman's confession.
That was Batman's confession, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Bats.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah.
Well, you know, we support you. We understand. And... Tom, I think you've done a great job with Batman so far, if you're listening. So, just saying.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah. He's hurting. Batman's hurting.
He's hurting. And that's why I don't think he really wanted to call in. I'm not sure that he's really out with the Justice League, but hey.
Oh.
Yeah. You know,
he's always keeping tabs on the JLA.
I'm sure he is, but, you know, he may be locked up in the cave crying a little bit right now. Just not willing to.
Yeah, wiping those tears with his tights.
Yeah, well, you know, she had to leave Gotham and everything, so there's kind of a divide at the moment right now between them as they're kind of sorting things out. I mean, this is worse than John Cena and Nikki Bella.
Yeah. It's kind of back and forth with those two.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, we feel you, Bates.
I'm going to throw out there, once again, comic conventions that, and I hate to do this to Kevin Smith, but I actually snuck into one of his panels, one of the rooms where they have the big discussions about what's going on at C2E2. Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes, we know Jay and Silent Bob, when they were talking about some past
Bluntman and Chronic.
Yeah. When they were talking about some past and future projects. So, snuck in with a friend of mine, probably the last half hour of discussion. But the funny thing is, even though we snuck in, later on, my buddy and I found their booth. Mm-hmm. You know, Jay and Silent Bob's secret stash or whatever their store is out in Red Bank. Snuck over to their booth. They had a huge group of people around the entire booth. I mean, it wasn't like up against a wall or anything. Chronic. It was, it was like a circular booth that they had, and I happened to have Guardian Devil #1 issue. Now, the Guardian Devil series, Kevin Smith wrote.
Right.
Wiggled my way in.
Daredevil from Marvel Knights.
Got it. My way in, and actually, he was standing there. Kevin Smith was standing there signing whatever people gave him, you know, their merchandise and whatever. And I ended up handing him issue #1, and he looks at it, and he looks up at me, and he looks back down, and then he looks up again, and he just kind of nodded like, yes. And he signed it and just gave it right back to me. So I was like, Kevin, thank you. Appreciate it. So,
if I ever hear of you coming where I'm going to be, Kevin, I will most likely bring that variant cover that I have when you killed Karen Page and get that
signed. Oh, yeah.
Because I got that variant.
Yep. Now I'm going to have to
I made sure I got that one. I made sure I got that one.
Yeah, that was a monumental part of the story.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a spoiler for anybody who hasn't read it.
Yeah, I was going to say, way to kill it there, Jeff.
That's all right. It was on the cover.
Yeah.
So. All right, Brian Michael Bendis. He just finished writing or releasing his Man of Steel 6-part comic. Mm-hmm. I wasn't impressed.
That's it?
I had high hopes, especially coming off of Peter Tomasi's run, which I just think that Tomasi has been the best Superman writer I've ever read.
It's been a while for me, but yeah, I liked his start of Rebirth.
Well, now that you have kids, you'll understand. It'll feel more real to you.
Yeah.
But Rogel Czar, yeah, you know, he did nothing for me. Just kind of a waste of a villain, in my opinion. Second, comic really just kind of drug on for the first 5 issues. Nothing really happened until the 6th, and if the 6th issue would have been the whole series, I would have liked it. But instead, you strung it out too long. You got to learn how to write superhero comics, man.
There you
go. Seriously. All this time over at Marvel and you still haven't figured it out. All right, Matt, so why don't you, confess your soul some more here.
Keep it going.
Yeah, keep it rolling.
Let's see. Here's a depressing part of my life. I actually lost part of my comic collection due to water damage in my parents' basement.
All right, I thought you were going to say that you lost several girlfriends because of your comic collection.
Well,
and that I would have believed, too.
That might have happened also.
All right.
But yeah, unfortunately, my parents' basement kind of got some water damage, and my dad really didn't care. I probably lost a good 15 to 20 comics water damage, and I tried to air them out, dry them out, hoping to salvage them, but they're gone. And they were, you know, stuff, books, comics from the 90s.
Oh, they weren't worth anything.
Some of the Marvel Knights type stuff.
Yeah, most of those 90s books aren't worth as much.
Well, they had some sentimental value to me, so.
Well, there's that.
That's got to be worth something.
All right.
So, yeah, unfortunately, I'll never get those back.
I mean, unless you had the first appearance of Deadpool.
No.
In that collection, which I sold ages ago. And Wish I'd have held on to it a little longer.
Just for Rob? Good old Rob Liefeld?
Was I couldn't. I got tired of it. I got tired of all the young, New Mutants. I had it in mint condition.
Yeah.
Who knew Deadpool was actually going to turn into something much later in life?
All right.
Moving on. What else you got?
Loot Crate.
Yes.
My wife actually signed me up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably went for about a year. So I was very excited each month to get a box.
There's a lot of fanboys right now that are like getting real excited that women actually will pay for Loot Crate for their guys.
Yeah. Just saying. So I enjoyed it for about a year.
Yeah.
And I think Kai actually enjoyed it more than I did. 10-year-old, 11-year-old boy was enjoying like comic book stuff.
There you go.
But what was cool about Loot Crate is you ended up getting a topic.
Right.
Pick a theme every month, and you never knew what that theme was. I mean, you could go onto their website and kind of gauge what the theme was going to be, but it was pleasantly surprising to open up a box and be like, oh, it's sci-fi stuff. Oh, it's, heroes. Oh, it's enemies. Each month was a different topic, and you got different stuff, so that was kind of cool, One of the best things I got out of there was a Deadpool t-shirt.
Yeah.
And some, figurines that I still have and put in my little case at home. So I enjoyed it, although I kind of got over it, after a while. It's like, I just keep getting all this junk, each month, and it's like, I don't have room for this.
Turn around, put it on eBay.
Yeah, I probably should have. So is what it is. I think it's good for kids, if they want to get into collecting stuff and moving forward. So what else? You got anything, or am I just confessing today?
You're confessing at this point, man. My sins were much less apparently than yours.
Yeah, because you're a saint according to our last episode.
That's right. I am. Yeah, and I'm near it.
I already called Pope Francis and told him, don't even bother with this guy. He's
getting there.
He's not worth it. Well, my wife likes Chris Evans as Captain America. I think she's got a crush on him.
Yeah.
So that might be a little bit more of a confession for her, but anytime we mention Chris Evans as Captain America, she just kind of gets a little flustered in the face. So
okay. So are you not letting her watch Captain America? Like, she's not letting you watch
Wonder Woman? I probably shouldn't. Like, she doesn't like me watching Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Since she won't let you watch Wonder Woman, you should probably just...
I know, I should veto that.
Veto anything with Chris Evans in it.
Yeah. So, Chris, back off. Your contract should be up soon.
You gotta leave the man's wife alone.
That's right.
Alright.
Here's another...
Or at least put out there on a podcast or something, on Instagram, and just say, look, lady, free Matt up. Let him watch Wonder Woman.
Damn you, Chris. Damn you to hell.
Give him a chance.
Here's another depressing part of my life.
That you can't watch Wonder Woman.
Well, besides
excellent
that,
movie, by the way.
Yeah. It's just a travesty. But I ended up going to Chicago with my wife, and we ended up going, I think, back to C2E2 one year.
Okay.
And I got a lot of Captain America confessions to make here in this episode. I ended up buying a piece of artwork from an artist that I just thought was pretty cool, and he signed it, right? Well, we ended up taking the Megabus. So any of you fans out there that know what the Megabus is, it's a cheaper alternative to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got back to Cincinnati, I ended up taking the print, and I had tucked it on the bus ride home in that kind of pocket on the back of the chair in front of me.
So somebody else has your print.
Yes. And I got off the bus, and it wasn't until I got home, we started unpacking and everything, and I'm like, oh my God, where's that Captain America piece of artwork that I bought? Turns out, I left it on the bus. But a year later, I ended up going to a convention here in Cincinnati, found the same artist, and had to rebuy the print all over again.
Okay, well, at least it was a print.
Yeah.
They're not as expensive as original art.
Right, at least the artist came back to Cincinnati, and I had the opportunity to get it.
Right.
So, it was a bummer, but,
all right.
It ended up coming through later on. Now, this one is interesting, because I have this friend
named
Jeff.
Yeah.
And I remember going to this convention with him, and for some reason, I got roped into standing in line for a good 3 to 4 hours
I let you guys wander around. Now let's be honest here. I was standing in line for Greg Capula and Snyder. Scott Snyder.
Yeah.
You know, I was getting
some primo autographs here.
My run of Batman.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking in pencils.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The unwrapped edition of mm-hmm. Court of Owls signed. So, no. You guys still got to wander around and see a lot more than I did.
It's true.
Yeah, it is.
But it still felt like lost time.
Well, you know. If your other friend, Zach... He was on the podcast previously. Wasn't in such a hurry to try and get out of
yeah,
there.
I know.
We might have stayed for the cosplay contest.
I know.
That
well,
night, which
you and
been
I,
fun because
yeah.
I would have been all over.
Well, you and I wanted it. To.
Right.
We actually had planned it. On staying
yes,
for the
had.
Cosplay show or event.
Yes, we had.
And yeah, Zach was in such a rush because somebody got hungry. And
yeah.
And we had to go meet another friend of ours for dinner. Unfortunately,
look, hunger, chicks, and cosplay.
Exactly. It's not even a toss-up.
It's not even a toss-up.
There's no point.
Continue your confession, my son.
Let's see what other dirt I can bring up. I've got to admit, I actually watched the Punisher movie from 1989 with Dolph Lundgren again.
Again?
Well,
wait, you've seen this more than once?
In the previous comic confession, I threw out that I watched him in the He-Man movie.
Well, yeah, I know you did that, and it was sad, but, you know... Twice? You at least watched that
Well,
twice.
I watched it when I was a kid, and then I went back and watched it years later. Just
you know Punisher is on Netflix, right?
Yes.
That's much better.
Right. I know. But I have kind of a fetish for cheesy stuff.
In fact, even the Thomas Jane and
well, yeah.
the other one was way yeah. better than the
Which was
Lundgren.
Kind of, I think, leading towards
I can't remember
Punisher
who was
War
in,
Journal.
I can't remember who was in War Journal or War Zone. Whichever one was.
I think he was a soap team
Yeah,
star.
He was a soap guy. He wasn't anywhere near of Thomas Jane's caliber.
Yeah.
But
sort of to
he
follow...
He was just big and quiet.
Yeah, to follow up with the cheesiness, I also ended up watching the Captain America movie from 1990.
You live a sad, sad life.
Hey.
I don't know if I can forgive that.
I think it's pretty forgivable.
If you tell me that you watched The Fantastic Four from Roger
that
Corman...
One, I haven't had a chance.
If you've watched that one, then that's it. You're done.
I haven't, but I have,
All right.
I had the opportunity to buy bootlegs of it at a convention one year.
And you didn't.
And I didn't.
Good for you. We don't support bootlegging around
here. I just
here.
Was like, you know, this is piracy. I don't know if I can be a part of it.
Yeah, we do not support piracy.
Well, maybe a step up from that confession would be I used to watch the Spider-Man cartoon every day after school, followed up by the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but, you know, I used to watch Spider-Man on the Electric Company, too, when I was a kid, so there's a difference.
You know.
Unless you're talking when you came home from college.
No, this was all definitely a kid coming home from school before I started homework. I had to get my Spider-Man fix and then the Ninja Turtles
Well, that's okay.
Fix.
That's okay, then. So, you know, that's forgivable.
I actually bought my wife... some guns. Now, let me explain. I'm not going to become a, you know, NRA wingnut here or anything, but I ended up buying her some Wii guns to the
okay.
Wii system.
I don't have any problem with guns. As long as you're supposed to have them, you're
yeah.
okay using them, and you use them in a firing range. I mean, if you're well-trained,
yeah.
that's cool. Even if it's a Wii gun, if you're well-trained and you know what you're doing, that's cool. You know, there's no problem. Just
yeah.
don't point that at people.
Yeah.
You know, don't point it at anybody real.
Right. Target practice.
You know, self-defense is one thing.
Yeah.
I'm all for self-defense. You got to protect yourself. But
yeah. And you got to get your load off.
That's at the range.
You're right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to shoot your load.
You're just trying to go there, aren't you?
Yeah,
you're just trying to go there with the load word again.
It's been a while. We haven't used load.
Wow.
Yeah. But
I think he's got a load.
A
of
load,
confessions.
A load more of confessions I gotta get through. Actually, I don't. I'll be wrapping it up here soon. But the only reason I bought the Wii guns is because the Walking Dead TV series was out, and my wife was a huge fan of
you
it. She's still.
Shoot the TV series.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, I know you can't shoot the TV All series. Right. But I ended up also buying two zombie games for her that required these Wii guns.
Okay.
So try to get her into it, although she claims, you only bought them for yourself, honey. And I'm like, well, yeah, kind of did, but I want you to engage more in video gameplay.
You know, when she listens to this podcast, she's going to hear that you just said that you definitely bought it for yourself.
She knows this.
Just saying.
She knows it. She
I mean, it's not like Street Fighter. Street Fighter, you bought for yourself.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I'm just saying.
What is it? Tammy and...
Cammy and Chun-Li.
Cammy and Chun-Li.
Yeah. Ibuki and a whole onslaught of them.
Well, maybe I can kind of redeem myself with this one. I actually have a Captain America robe that I wear every fall and winter. It's basically, you know, a Star Spangled type banner. No. Didn't
work. No. No. Nope. Not feeling it.
Doesn't redeem.
Not feeling it. I bought my wife a Harley Quinn one for Christmas.
Hey, there you go.
It's silk, dude. I mean, it is. It's nice.
Primo. Is it pretty sexy?
It is. If she'd wear it. She won't wear it with my son around.
Wow. Yeah. Come on.
I'm going to have to kick him out of the house first.
This is for special playtime.
I have to kick him out of the house first. But it's a nice robe.
Yeah. All right. I got two more confessions, and I'll try to redeem myself here a little bit. The very first series of comics I ever read was The Amazing Spider-Man.
Which Amazing Spider-Man? I mean, when are we talking about? Because the time frames really makes a big difference here. You know, if you're talking the Quisada Amazing Spider-Man stuff where he was kind of overseeing it, and I'm we ended up with that really crappy One was, More Day storyline that really you should only be using to wipe your rear end.
The run I read was probably John Byrne being on it.
All right.
That was the longest running series that I read for Spider-Man.
Okay.
And once John Byrne kind of left Spider-Man, they brought in another artist, they brought in my favorite writer to this day, Straczynski, and it just turned to crap. So I moved on from that point. I just couldn't get into it, so I moved on to other Spider-Man stories. But that really being my first series, you know, that I kind of kept going week after week buying the issues. Like, I like Spider-Man. He's satirical. He pokes fun at, you know, his villains. He's a likable character. We can all relate to him, you know. So for me, that
was... Yeah, and they took that and they made it into Deadpool, because Spider-Man's not very likable anymore because Quisada screwed it up.
Oh, wow. Jeff's on a rampage here of...
That's why we've got C.B. Sobolski right now as the new editor-in-chief at Marvel Comics. And you know what? Let's see what you do.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can right the ship. Because DC's comics kick the crap out of Marvel.
Well, yeah, for a while.
Have, for a long time.
True. True. Yeah, I haven't gone back to Marvel at all.
No. So.
And to wrap it up, I think, with my confession, hopefully this one will go out on a high note.
All right.
Maybe you'll redeem me here, but... One of my all-time goals in life is to actually own and read The Amazing Spider-Man number 121 and number 122. The death of Gwen Stacy and the retaliation and death of the Green Goblin. Two monumental comics in Marvel history and or comic history.
Yeah, but Quisada changed that too. he did. I mean, Gwen Stacy's alive, and we found out that, you know, she was... knocking boots with Green Goblin.
Norman Osborn.
Yeah, she had Norman Osborn's kids. I mean,
weren't they twins?
Yeah. Dude, I swear, you know.
Maybe our next episode should just be ripping on Joe Quisada.
Joe, you screwed the pooch, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I got. All
right.
For my confessions that I can bear right now until I make more sins down the road.
I'll forgive you for now, and I'm pretty sure that you're going to remember more after we end this podcast. They'll just come flooding back out again. And
we'll probably have
to do this again.
I mean, I've got, you know, a 9-month-old baby and a soon-to-be 13-year-old son, so I've got a lot of time to commit more sins in the comic book world. So
just so you know, your penance is to read Rebirth Superman.
Okay.
And to check out some Batman.
Yeah, I'll try to
redeem yourself.
If they put out a trade back.
Oh, they've put out trades. They've put out lots of trades.
That's going to be my best bet because I
DC's been putting out trades for every story arc. So
yeah,
they've done a great job with that. And I'm telling you, Peter Tomasi's Superman is phenomenal.
Okay.
Not sure about the Bendis stuff yet. I'm just not sure.
All right. Well, thank you for your forgiveness, Jeff.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
All right.
I'll try to become a better man.
You better.
So,
You've got a nine-month-old daughter that's counting on you.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Gee. In the booth. Come on.
Hey. You know?
You got to take that outside. Totally got to take that outside.
Yeah, we got to throw it in a little bit. Mm. So, should we move on?
Yeah.
Moving on. That's right.
Picks of the week. They're back, baby.
The POWs. You want to go? All right. You want to start it off? Kick us off?
Yeah, Jeff. I'm going to kick us off.
What are you going to kick us off this week?
First things first. Those of you who were lucky enough to attend San Diego Comic-Con or have been on YouTube since have seen the Aquaman trailer.
Oh, yeah.
It looks really awesome. I'm excited about Aquaman.
Yeah.
You know, he looks like he's going to come in and kick butt. I love Jason Momoa as the character. And I love that Ocean Master has his mask. He looks like the comic. Black Manta.
Yep.
Looks like the comic.
Feels very Throne of Atlantis.
Very, very much Throne of Atlantis. I like what they did underwater and the special effects, the CGI work that I've seen in that trailer.
Yeah.
Looks sweet. Looks much better than the mustache removal on Superman from Justice League.
Henry Cavill.
So I'm excited to see it. I'm looking forward to it. It's coming out this Christmas season, I believe.
Okay.
And so check it out.
Yeah.
We'll post the link up on our...
It's already there.
It's already on our Facebook page. Check it out.
Yeah, the CGI.
Stop by our Facebook page.
CGI looks really good. So I think it hopefully will definitely, you know, pull a thumbs up, maybe two thumbs up from fans and critics.
I'm hoping.
What else you got?
All right.
Bring it.
Mr. Miracle. Have you guys checked out the series yet?
No.
There's a 12-issue maxi series. Runs currently on issue 9. We're going into issue 10, I think, this the next couple weeks. We'll have issue 10. It has been really awesome. I gotta say, Tom King's done a great job writing it. Mitch Gerard is the artist, has been phenomenal. And so I've really enjoyed it. They are talking trade, so there is a trade that is coming. So at this point, if you haven't picked it up, trying to find all the issues is gonna be kind of a problem.
Yeah.
You might wanna wait for the trade. But it is really good. And the whole thing starts off with Mr. Miracle trying to escape the one thing that no one has ever escaped, and that's death. Hmm. And so it'll be interesting to see where they go and whether or not he's actually in a dream state during the whole thing. But it's been a really sweet series.
Yeah.
Really sweet series.
I just like how you say, really, really.
Yeah.
This is really.
It's really good. You guys got to check it out. All right. Also on the list, Gideon Falls.
Mm.
Jeff Lemire and Andrea Sorrentino kicking it out of the park with this Image book. If you like suspense, horror kind of tales, this is an excellent choice.
Cool.
Highly recommend it. They're on issue 5 now, I think. So you can still find them. And so it's been really good. So
really, really, really good.
Let me tell you.
Really?
All right. So I highly recommend you pick that up. Both of them knocking it out of the park. Jeff Lemire does some good stuff anyway, but this has been back to his roots in the horror comics.
All right.
And nice. Andrea Sorrentino was the same artist that worked with him on Green Arrow, if you remember that run. Mm-hmm. So, same kind of art style, same feel, a lot more horror-ish as far as, you know, getting into the dark spots of our mind. There's priests and, you know, Just, all just sorts
because,
of stuff.
Just you had to throw that in there because we're confessing.
Yeah, yeah, it's a confessional thing. Okay. It's a confessional thing.
All right, I'll have to check it out.
There's lots of things getting confessed. Well, I don't know that anything gets confessed in there, but there's a lot of murder getting happening in there.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty sweet. There's, well, murder's not normally sweet, but you know, it's a good book. All right.
You're a dirty, dirty man, Jeff.
Fourth one on my list, and this is the last one, Isola. Isola is a fantasy story coming out through Image Comics, and it's pretty good. It's got a very fun art style. Carl Kerschel, he's doing a great job on it. He's also writing part of the book with another writer. And so they've done a great job. It's very, I would say, all ages friendly.
Yeah.
Where Gideon Falls is definitely a mature title.
Okay.
This is more of an all ages kind of feel. And I think they've done a great job. Set back in, you know, some odd world, some different world, where we have knights and kingdoms and and all such, you know. And so the queen for this story, without giving too much away, the queen has been turned into a tiger.
Yeah.
And one of her soldiers is trying to keep her alive and get her to Isola, where hopefully they can find the magics that'll turn her back.
Maybe Cheetah will show up.
Cheetara?
Yeah.
From your, you know, Thundercats kick?
Well, I was thinking Cheetah from Wonder Woman. But Cheetara also. I mean,
yeah. It's possible.
Maybe they'll show up, make it interesting.
Yeah. There's also Tigra, who was an Avenger.
There you go.
There you go. We'll throw it. See, now you just got all three.
We're throwing a lot of kitties in there.
Yeah, a lot of kitties. All right. What do you got for us?
All right. My picks of the week. Number one, I'm going to go with Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Now, this is kind of a guilty pleasure in a sense. I actually like watching the Teen Titans cartoon.
I haven't liked the Teen Titans Go cartoon.
I like it.
But the movie actually looks pretty good.
Fun. Yeah, it looks pretty funny.
It looks fun.
The trailer, I posted that to the Facebook page, so check that out, everyone.
No, it came out last weekend, and I heard it did fairly well. It was like an $11 million opening or something.
Well, it came out on the 27th.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so, yes, it was, I think, budgeted for like $10 million or so, and they've already surpassed that with like $11 or $12 million. So
yeah,
they're making
a
profit.
It was like a one-day thing. It did like $11 million. I thought it was incredible.
I've watched the cartoon for years. I've just enjoyed it.
First weekend, I don't remember.
And after seeing the trailer, it just looks fun, funny, a lot of humor in it. I think it's good for the kids and family to go out and see. So that's my first pick. Second, I just saw this today. James Cameron is working on his untitled Terminator film, and there's new pics out featuring three women that are going to be in it: Natalia Reyes, Mackenzie Davis, and of course Linda Hamilton. But it's also stating that,
all right, be careful, because we don't want you to be banned from being able to see it.
Okay,
we're moving on.
But also Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be featured in it as well, so that's interesting. Check that out. Photos online.
All right.
Three, Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Season 2.
Iron Fist Season 2. The trailer looks good.
Comes out September 7th. There's a teaser trailer out there showing his mask.
Yep.
We're finally seeing that for the first time. So, not sure how I feel about it yet.
It looks more action-oriented. It looks like he's less whiny and more geared towards what's going to happen. So.
Well, I was talking about the mask.
Oh, I was talking about the show.
Oh. All right.
Looks like the show's going to be a lot better than
hopefully
the first season.
I mean, I thought the first season was good.
First season was all right.
It was a good lead-in.
It was all right.
Character.
He was a little whiny. Yeah. You know, he needed to grow up, put his big boy pants on. After about the fourth episode, I just wanted to smack him upside the head and say, look, dude, time to grow up.
A little pimp slap.
Yeah.
Yeah, just backhand just him a little bit.
Just a little.
Yeah. And my final and fourth pick of the week, Shazam. Shazam! New trailer out.
Yes.
Looks fun, entertaining.
Yeah.
You know.
I would say the humor level looks very similar to that of Ant-Man.
Yeah.
You know, for those that like Ant-Man and the Wasp, and that kind of feel, I think this has very much that kind of feel. And I hear there's a lot of cameos from the Justice League in there.
Cool. Yeah, we've posted that to the Facebook page, so check that trailer out also. But I just had fun watching it. I was like, I'm ready to go see this. You know, like, just a feel-good, fun kind of superhero movie.
You know, so. And really, who as a kid didn't want to turn into a mighty superhero that could throw lightning? I mean, come on.
Sure.
We all did.
Yeah. I mean, everybody loves the feel-good superhero, becoming a superhero, coming-of-age type storyline.
Well, he stays a 12-year-old boy.
Well, I know that, yeah.
All right. So. I don't want to ruin it for you, but he's 12. He's like a boy, man.
Shh.
Just saying.
Leave it for when it comes out.
Cool.
But that's all I've got. All
right.
For my picks of the week. You got anything else you want to throw out there for our fans?
No. We're back. We're back with a vengeance, and we'll be...
That sounds scary.
We'll be coming with more podcasts. So, you know, put your big boy pants on. It's ready to go.
Whoa.
It's game time.
I'm going to cinch it with a belt. All right, everyone.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate our listeners. Love you guys.
Yep. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For our next episode.